Chapter 22. In the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Psalm 23, verse 4. Through a Dark Valley. When Christian came to the end of the valley, he noticed another valley. It was the valley of the shadow of death. It was not a nice valley to walk through. Still, Christian had to go through it, for the path to the celestial city went right through it. It was very lonely. No one lived there, and hardly anybody traveled there. Jeremiah the prophet knew of this valley already. He wrote that this valley was like a desert, full of wildernesses, pits, lands of drought, and shadows of death. And this was where Christian had to pass through. It would not be easy for him. It would be more difficult for him than the battle with Apollyon. He was just at the beginning of the valley when he saw two men coming toward him. Long ago, these men's fathers had been to the promised land to see what it was like. They saw that the land was good. Still, those fathers came back with an evil report. "Too much dangerous there," they said. "We must not travel on." The men Christian met now were very much like their fathers. They first went the right direction to the celestial city, but they did not continue to the end. They turned around and were coming back as fast as possible. Christian walked up to them. "Where are you going, sirs?" "Back, back," they cried. "Come with us, if your life is dear to you." "Why? What is the matter?" "What is the matter? We went the same way as you. We went as far as we dared, much too far, for it was almost impossible to go back. If we would have gone further, we would not have been able to tell you about it." "But what happened to you there?" Christian asked fearfully. "We almost ended up in the valley of the shadow of death," they replied. "Happily, we were just in time to see the danger." "But what have you seen there?"
"Have seen?
Well, the valley itself, of course. Or is that not bad enough? It was pitch dark there. There were devils from the abyss, and we heard howling. It was as if an entire group of people were bound with iron shackles. It was a land full of shadows of death. Awful." "I still believe I must go through this valley," Christian confessed. "If I want to come into the desired haven, I must go on that way. I cannot see it differently." "If you really want to go that way, then do so," they said. "We are not going with you for sure." And here their ways parted. Christian again had to travel his way alone. He held on to his sword tightly. You never knew. Explanation. When we must die, the shadows of death fall over us. Then it is as if we must go through a valley. Sometimes we also must go through that valley when we do not have to die yet. This sometimes happens when the Lord shows us how close we are to death. How fearful you can be then. Then you can lie awake from it. There are people who never want to think of death. They push those thoughts away. They are just like those two men who came back. They want to have a happy life and think, "Well then, we will not go to the celestial city." They do not want to believe that the Lord especially wants to be with you in that valley. Two dangers. On the right side of the way, where Christian was walking, was a deep ditch. Many blind people had drowned in that ditch. It often went as follows. The one blind person wanted to help the other blind one, and both of them fell into the water. On the other side of the valley, the left side, was a swamp. If you fell into it, then you could find no ground to stand on anymore. You would sink deeper and deeper. King David once fell into it when he sinned. If the Almighty God would not have pulled him out, he would have perished in the mud. The path was very narrow here, and that made it even more difficult for Christian. Because it was dark, he did not want to come too close to the ditch. But on the other side of the way, he had to be careful not to slide into the swamp. He could not bear the thought of it. He would rather stay far away from it, but not too far, for then he would fall into the ditch. Thus he plodded on. I heard him sighing deeply, for it was so dark on the way. He sometimes could not even see how to put his one foot in front of the other. Explanation. It can be dark in the lives of God's children. That means they cannot see that the Lord is with them with his grace and love anymore. When it is that dark, there are great dangers. What is the greatest danger in our lives? Is it death? No, for the Lord can change death into a gate of heaven. The greatest danger is sin. We can fall into the swamp. This means we can fall into sin. Those sins can draw us very much. Sometimes it is as if everything calls, just sin, then you will be happy again. But the swamp will suck you down, and you cannot get out so easily. On the other side of the way was another danger. There was a deep ditch. What did that ditch mean, and how do you get into it? It means that it is going wrong with us when we want to go to heaven in a different way than God wants it. If we listen to people who do not have a new heart, they tell us that they will make us happy again, but they are blind, and a blind person must not lead another blind one along a ditch. You can understand how dangerous that is. So there is only one correct way, and that is the narrow way. That is the way the Lord pointed us to in his word. On that way, it will become light again. Keep praying. Halfway through the valley, Christian was frightened by something else. It was hell, which wanted to scare him. Close to the way, he saw the opening of hell. What must I do now? He thought. Flames of fire and clouds of smoke came out of the opening. At the same time, sparks and all kinds of noises came from the opening. There he stood, with the sword still in his hand. But what could he do here with a sword? It was as if everything said to him, "We are not scared of you at all, neither for your sword." Christian put the sword back into his sheath and took another weapon. This weapon's name was All Prayer. He cried, "O Lord, save my soul." While he walked on, he came closer to the fire. He heard howling. "Will I be torn or trampled here soon?" he thought, being afraid. "If only they would not come to attack me." For hours he heard and saw these evil things. For a moment he stood still to think what he should do. "Shall I go back after all?" He had half a thought of doing so. But then he considered, "Maybe I am halfway through this valley already. There have been so many dangers on my journey which I have come through. Going back might be even more dangerous than going on." Therefore, Christian decided to continue. In my dream, I noticed another extraordinary thing. I noticed that poor Christian, by everything that was happening, did not recognize his own voice anymore. For when he was very close to that burning lake, a devil came behind him who whispered something in his ear. Very softly, he said evil things about God, very terrible slander. Christian was so confused that he thought this whispering voice came from his own heart. He found this terrible. This was even worse than everything he experienced before. How could this be? God has always loved me with his special love, and now there are such evil things in my heart against him. He could do nothing against it, for that whispering voice continued. Poor Christian, he could not tell his own voice and the voice of the devil apart. Neither was he able to stop his ears. In the meantime, it was as if the evil spirits had come even closer. But when they were very close, he cried with a loud voice, "I will go on by the power and might of the Lord." The spirits immediately became scared and did not come near any more. Explanation. Of course, the devil wants to scare us when we walk on the right way. And who would not be afraid when he sees how close hell can come? After all, this is the place we have deserved. It often does not work to cause the devil to go away. If we think we can help ourselves in such fearful nights, we will not be successful. Therefore, it is so necessary to pray to God. That is the very strongest weapon. The devil often says evil things about God in the hearts of his children. It sometimes seems as if they are thinking it themselves. Do these awful thoughts come from my heart, or do they come from the devil? I just cannot tell the difference anymore between all these thoughts and voices. Only by the power of God will the devil go away. Thou art with me. After Christian walked on for a while, he thought he heard a voice. Oh, would there be someone else walking here too? He again listened very attentively and then became very glad. Clearly, he heard a man calling. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. O God, I will not be afraid then, for thou art with me. Also here, thou art with me. Oh, Christian thought, being glad, so there are others here who serve the Lord. I am not the only one. And what is even better, the Lord is also here. Even though it is so awful on the way, that man let me hear that the Lord is near. Why would he not be with me too? Because of all my difficulties, I did not always notice it. Nevertheless, he is here. Christian walked on as fast as he could, for he hoped he would soon have a good friend on the way. He already called to the man, but the man did not answer. He did not even think there could be someone else walking here, for he also thought he was the only one who had to go through this valley. When Christian came somewhat closer, he saw the sun rising. The day broke, and Christian joyfully said, "Look, he changes the shadows of death into the morning." He looked back a moment and saw the valley he had come through. He looked back, not because he desired to go back, of course not, but he really wanted to see by daylight which dangers he had gone through. He very clearly noticed the ditch on the one side and the swamp on the other side of the way. Now he also observed how narrow the path was which went in between. In the distance, he saw the evil spirits coming from the abyss. Now that morning came, they probably did not dare come closer, but he could still see them. Everything which had been covered with black darkness, Christian could see clearly now. Actually, God showed it to him. In the Bible it is written that he shows the depths of darkness. It also taught that he brings the shadow of death to light. And that was what was happening now. The morning rays of the sun shone in the valley. He clearly could observe how dangerous it was on that lonely way. "So, that is where I walked," Christian said, while he swallowed his tears. "I am delivered from all dangers." Now he could not be afraid of them anymore. It was clear to him that the Lord was with him. It was a good thing that Christian believed this again, for he still had to go through the last part of the valley yet. It was even more dangerous there. The way was full of pits, pitfalls, traps, and nets. If it would be as dark now as at the beginning, Christian would lose his life 1,000 times if that would be possible. But happily the sun rose upon him. He said, "His candle shines upon my head, and by his light I walk through darkness." In this light he could clearly see where he could and could not walk. Explanation. How can a child of God get through such a difficult valley? That is possible because the Lord Jesus is there too. The Good Shepherd does not leave his sheep to themselves in those fearful nights. Are hell and death close by? He is even closer. That dear Savior makes it well in the darkest moments of life. He then shows that he has conquered death and hell. God's children often do not see that right anyway. Sometimes another child of God must come to show that. But then they can also sing along sometimes, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Two giants. At the end of the valley, Christian noticed that many travelers had been killed in the past. They wanted to serve the Lord, but that was not allowed. He observed the places where they suffered. Here they were tortured, and their bodies were wounded. But the travelers loved him so much that they kept serving him, even though it cost them their blood and their lives. Many were burned at the stake. Thus they were martyrs. Here lay the remains. How could this have happened? Christian asked himself. Who would be so cruel to kill people who were traveling to the celestial city? A little later, this became clear to him. Ahead of him, Christian saw a den and a cave in which two giants lived for years, named Pope, or Ruler, and Pagan, or Heathen. Pagan was a cruel, mean emperor who hated Christians, and Pope, who sat there at the entrance of his door, wanted to be the master of the world and especially in the church. He wanted all travelers like Christian to be gone. These two giants had already killed thousands of people in a cruel way. You would become afraid to walk past them, but Christian went past without much danger. I was surprised about it for a moment, but I soon understood how this was possible. Right now, there was no emperor whose name is pagan. The last emperor whose name was pagan died a long time ago. Pope was still alive, but he was old and sickly. The only thing he could still do was sit at the entrance of his den. Other than that, he did not have much remaining power. When Christian went past his den, he kept walking on the way. Pope called after him, and Christian noticed he wanted nothing to do with him. He did not quite know what to think of that old man. Would he have to be afraid of him or not? Of course, he did not need to be afraid. That old man could not even stand up. Christian just did not answer him. He walked past with a happy face. No evil was done to him, and therefore he began to sing. O world of wonders, I can say no less, that I should be preserved in that distress that I have met with here. O blessed be that hand that from it hath delivered me, that I have met with here. O blessed be that hand that from it hath delivered me. Dangers and darkness, devils, hell and sin, did compass me while I this veil was in. Yet snares and pits and traps and nets did lie my path about, that worthless silly I might have been caught and tangled and cast down. But since I live, let Jesus wear the crown. Explanation. Already many Christians had been killed because they wanted to serve the Lord. In the past, this happened by heathen kings and emperors. There have also been popes who killed many of God's children. Pope and pagan are called giants because they had so much power. The Pope wants to be head of the church, but that is impossible, for the Lord Jesus is the head already. In Bunyan's time, the Pope hated people like Bunyan, but he did not have much power anymore. Also today in some countries, children of God are killed. They must promise that they will not talk about the Lord anymore, but they cannot do that, for the Lord is everything to them. All these people must suffer because of the name of the Lord Jesus. That is very sad. Still, the Lord calls it an honor when we may suffer for him. Then we must go through a dark valley, but the Lord will be with us there.